You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
We are live at Hooters Mall of Georgia, guys. Come on out and hang out with us. Dukes and Bell. We'll be here until 6. Mike, developing story out of Oklahoma with their quarterback, John Mateer.
Ooh.
Apparently screenshots of past references to sports gambling on his Venmo account surfaced.
Oh, snap. Now, we just saw him at the SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. And I said to Carl, I said, man, he looks like a stud. He looks like a quarterback from Oklahoma.
He's a big dude.
And, okay, so that's an extracurricular activity the NCAA would be interested in.
Well, he has denied to school officials that he was involved in anything gambling. This is what Pete Thamel's reporting. Now, this is interesting, guys, because the season's right around the corner. OU, right. I think, is ranked 18th in the country in the SEC now. School officials became aware of this matter late Monday night, and they are now planning an investigation because you cannot go into a season with your starting quarterback potentially involved in any kind of gambling situation or scandal. But John Mateer is saying, I'm not involved in Jack. The screenshots posted online Monday night allegedly twice included the words sports gambling in memos for transactions, Mike, on November 20th of 2022 when he was a freshman at Washington State. Both transactions were allegedly made to a Venmo account to some guy to be, ultimately it was a teammate at Washington State at the time.
Can I give him a tip?
We don't know.
If that did in fact happen, you don't really need to put a note on there that says sports gambling.
Sports gambling. I agree.
I would say,
I agree.
You know, thanks bar tab or lawn mowing.
Something.
Oil change. Thanks for the bus tickets. Anything but that. So we'll see where that one goes because Mateer is highly touted. Brought the offensive coordinator in. Did Venables because Venables knows he's got to jumpstart that offense. He always have
play
good defense.
The quarterback and the OC.
Yeah. Both so here transfer. We go. Yeah. Man, oh man. So yeah, one of the top players in the transfer portal. The NCAA, as we said, they've kind of been marginalized the last couple of years. But this is a situation where they'll be in. All over this one because, you know, let's be honest, Carl, NCAA is just trying to find a place to flex to say that they're still viable, right, in managing and governing the sport.
Yeah, and look, the punishment, if it's going to come, is going to come from OU through their investigation. If anything happens, and we're not saying he's guilty. We're just telling you this is the reports that's out there. But it's kind of close to the season, and they need to figure this out. But he, again, is saying, I had nothing to do with anything sports gambling. Hey, man, as we've been talking about the Falcons, a couple of questions. Some of our listeners here at Hooters were asking us about Michael Penix.
Yeah, man, shout out to Rich from Tequila, who's a regular now, and he's rolled on down the street. We do appreciate that. But, yeah, he was asking us about, you know, the play calls and how they, you know, made the transition from Kirk Cousins to Michael Penix Jr. last year. And I said, you know, he didn't like some of the personnel. Then, like, who was on the field? And I said, like, I'm still not sold. I said to you on the radio, I'm still not sold about Zach Robinson and Zach maximizing this offensive talent. I want to see more imagination.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to be, let's be honest, speaking of imagination, if he doesn't have Darnell Mooney to start this season, he's going to have to really crank up some new packages or try to get the most out of the guys we talked about for a segment.
Yeah, because we don't have a legitimate other down-the-field threat on the opposite side of Drake London right now. And, again, Casey Washington is fast. He could, you know, fill the void. But he's unproven, Mike. I mean, that's right. The part about this, right? You went and got Darnell Mooney, and Mooney showed you guys last year. I said he's going to have a great year. He had 1,000 yards, or could have had 1,000 yards before the end of the season before he got hurt. But I thought he was a real factor during the early part of the season when Cousins was on his game, and then we saw what happened. Everybody's production dropped off. Either way, that is the concern. Let me say this about Zach, though. I'm with you when you – look, when your quarterback is limited, you're limited.
Right. It just makes you look bad.
Correct. I can only call plays that we can be successful in that you're going to be able to execute. That is kind of what was going on at the, you know, during that downtrodden time of the season when Kirk Cousins was struggling. But I don't know. Now we can hopefully, Mike, judge him a little bit differently because you don't have to hold back with Michael Penix. You don't have to not have that in your playbook to say, oh, well, we can't call that now because we don't have the ability to run that play.
But here's the thing. You want to know what's up with Darnell Mooney?
What's up, Darnell?
Coach is not talking about it.
It's not.
Today at the press conference, there's really no timeline, or at least trying to figure out just when exactly we're going to see him back. So that's a concern. I mean, when do we get a guy that's, as you said, a vertical element that, despite all the things we're seeing from the backups, they just can't do the things that he can do. So that's a bit of a worry for me. And, again, he was pressed on it, and he said that he says he feels good about Darnell Mooney getting back and ready to go. When? I don't know.
It's day to day. He's been day-to-day for two and a half weeks. There's been no progress when answering that question from Ra. And so that just makes me concerned of either it's worse or it's not getting any better.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, no disrespect to Coach, but Coach is, you know, he could be a press secretary at the White House. I mean, as far as trying to, keep the goods close to home, as far as playing his cards, he sleeps close to the vest. We don't really get a lot of information. We did get the information that Carl told you in the first segment, we're not going to see Michael Penix Jr. We may have a slight chance of seeing Kirk Cousins against the Titans on Friday at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, and I used the word probably when I tweeted this out this morning because he left the door open, but it's 95% that we're not going to see him. You know, it was probably not. And then it was like, okay, well, what about Cousins? Well, we'll talk to Kurt and we'll see if you know, what happens. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just a function of Mike, whether he sees what he needs to see at these scrimmages or these joint practices.
Oh.
But either way, that it doesn't feel like that's going to happen.
Guy hit us up on the text line and says, what about DJ Shark? Nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing going on with DJ Shark.
No.
That's why he was there on a one-year deal. It's kind of an insurance policy if Mooney can get back on the field. But we haven't seen anything from DJ Shark that'd be worth talking about on the radio.
No, unfortunately. And I say that because when you signed him, you know, we were like, okay, speedster.
Right.
Guy could, you know, he could stretch the field. Not hadn't really done anything.
Sort of become the dreaded journeyman.
Journeyman. Bum. Hey, man, we are going to let you hear our interview with Cordero Hodge coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Big shout out to Andy Bunker, who's in the house. What's up, Andy?
Bunky Pants. There he is. Andy Bunker is here, and he wants to buy shots for you, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Hooters Mall of Georgia. So a couple guys are at practice. You want to see Bunk right there? There he is, and he brought his American Express.
Good to see our teammate come out and hang out with us, man. They went up at camp every day with us and doing the show out there in front of the facility. You guys have probably seen them on your way out as you've been leaving. But Andy and Randy, they are on before us, and make sure you tune in. All right, man, Big O back at the studio. Day-Day's here, our executive producer, Cordero Hodge, on the way. But first, let's get to the Daily Download. Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, guys. Live well. Braves at Mets tonight. Mike, it's Spencer Strider. Is he going to be better than he was the last time?
Yeah, that's just what we've been shooting for, man. Give me some consistency. Give me some positivity. And let's get the pitch count down. Again, throw some stuff they're not going to foul off. They're fouling off 25, 30 pitches a game. Next thing you know, the pitch count balloons, and you're out by the fifth or sixth inning. Last week against Milwaukee, as he said, hey, they're a really good hitting club.
Yeah.
But 94 pitches through 4 2/3. That's the problem.
Yeah.
His best effort recently, I would say, would be the win against the Yankees. That was pretty solid. You know, six innings of no earned runs, but that's probably been the outlier. How does he deal with not having that 99 to 100 mile an hour velocity? That's still a work in progress.
Here's the crazy thing. Mets are slumping.
They're terrible.
And you might be getting them at the right time. Look, they're going to try to get back into this thing and get right, and they feel like the way we've been playing, this is probably their opportunity. Strider, by the way, on the year 5-9, 4.0 ERA. So, you know, it's not the Spencer Strider that we're used to, or at least we thought he would be this season, but nobody's been that. I mean, this is the season where you look at everybody on this roster and you go, is he who we thought he was? The only guy, Mike, is Acuna, and that's when he came back, was on fire, became an all-star, and now he's injured.
Right.
And I say shut him down. And I don't need to see him the rest of the season.
Ozuna, as we said, he's kind of picked up his swing. Again, still dealing with, you know, the pain of that hip injury, but he's you know, soldiering through. And there's still some folks out there who would like to see him next year. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Phillies have really got the juice flowing, man. 8-2 their last 10. Mets, as you mentioned, 7-game losing streak. So this is now, like, you're 6 games back in the East. Philly feeling pretty good about themselves. And look, Milwaukee's never won the big one.
No.
Not in our lifetime. So can they show, Carl, that they can actually put it together when it matters most? Because they'll be dealing with the Dodgers and the Phillies or the Padres at some point.
Braves are 5-2 against the Mets this year. They need 2 wins in their 6 remaining contests or their meetings to clinch the season series for the 8th straight year for the Braves. That's how much we've owned the Mets. Don't know what will happen. We'll see tonight. Strider on the hill. Let's get to story number 2.
Story number 2.
Let's talk some college football, Mike. We've been wondering. Alabama came to the SEC meetings, SEC media day, should I say.
Right.
They didn't announce who their starting quarterback was. DeBoer was like, but today they did. Actually, Ty Simpson has been named their starting quarterback. He is the guy that they'll look to after, Jalen Milroe to maybe get him back to the promised land.
Now, I mean, he's kind of been, you know, what we saw with Carson Beck. He was recruited back in the 22 class. He was an early enrollee, Carl. So he's been biding his time. He's 22 years of age. And if you believe the redshirt junior has what it takes to get Kalen DeBoer back on track, we've heard from the guys from WJOX over there in Birmingham, I should say, that it was probably a little too loose on the reins last year for DeBoer. And guys walked all over him after all the Nick Saban did for years. So I'm curious. I mean, they'll have a pretty – I think it's going to be a pretty easy win for them against Florida State, but that'll be Ty Simpson's first start.
It will be. And by the way, he was commander of the Tide offense in their scrimmage, and apparently he was really good in their first scrimmage. Remember, Georgia will scrimmage again on Saturday, as Connor Riley told us yesterday. Let's get to story number 3.
Story number 3.
Last year, the Hawks didn't play on MLK. We now know they will play at home, as they traditionally should, on MLK Day. We get the 4 exhibition game schedule for the Hawks. Again, it starts October 6th against the Rockets. But, Mike, they have announced opening night in the NBA. And remember, it's going back to NBC, and now it's going to be on Peacock streaming.
Rockets, Amazon, right?
Peacock. Yeah. Peacock. Rockets taking on OKC to start the night. OKC is going to get their rings on October 21st. And then the late contest is going to be Golden State and the Lakers. That's going to tip things off for the NBA season. But Hawks schedule coming out, guys, here over the next few days. And we'll be talking about it with Steve Kuhn. And I think it may be even tomorrow when that schedule comes out for everybody around the NBA.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty jive last year taking that game up to New York, in my opinion.
Weak sauce.
But yeah, what I was meaning is like Amazon is part of the new package.
Oh, yeah.
NBC,
yes.
Disney, well, getting a piece of the action. But yeah, man, how will ESPN screw up the TNT NBA show? We're going to find out. There's a lot of changes for basketball fans this fall.
All right, man. One other thing I want to mention. You were talking about the golf leading in the East Lake. We will be there Thursday and Friday. I think it's the 24th and 25th of this month. But J.J. Spahn, Xander Schauffele, and Mike Scottie Scheffler are on the U.S. Ryder Cup team.
And now a lot of folks are saying, should Keegan Bradley be a player captain?
Ooh.
Because Keegan Bradley's having a real career resurgence. Then when it was kind of a curious decision for some to name him as the captain. And this guy's, you know.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. Or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Been really solid this year. I mean, he's been on the top of the leaderboard. He's won. So is this a guy that should be player captain? Could he handle that role? I mean, they do have other guys walking around with a walkie-talkie.
Sure.
All the players, all you got to do is it's the pairings and finding the chemistry.
That's right.
For instance, years ago, Tiger and Phil just don't play well together.
No.
That's just, you got to know these things if you're the captain.
I agree, man. I'd love to see him get in there. We'll see, but those three guys are going to be on the U.S. Ryder Cup team. All right, when we come back, Cordero Hodge, one of, if not the best special teams player in the NFL. We'll let you hear what he told us and what's on the way for him coming up next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.